Everyone should know what this plant looks like. Poison ivy is common not only all over New England, but in fact it is found all over North America. It causes extreme discomfort and often misery for those humans unknowing or foolish enough to come in contact with it. For many birds, poison ivy is vitally important, as its fruits provide calories that otherwise would not be available, and the birds would not survive the winter at this latitude. In most areas along the New England coastline, and particularly on the Cape and Islands, it is impossible not to come into contact with this hardy and highly poisonous native plant species. There is a type of contact allergy caused by skin contact with plants by individuals sensitive to them. The best known and most widespread of these known contact allergens are poison ivy and its relatives, poison oak and poison sumac. According to various studies, approximately 3 out of 4 people are allergic to these plants to some degree. For some, the reaction is severe enough to require hospitalization. While nasty for most humans, poison ivy has immeasurable value to shoreline areas and wildlife due to its salt tolerance and ability to grow in impoverished soils. It is a silent, always on duty, subtle, but poisonous, quote-unquote, no trespassing sign for humans, helping keep many a dune system intact. It works wonderfully at keeping people out of many areas and is an effective barrier and thicket in most coastal locales. Its berries are food for lots of birds and mammals, providing much-needed energy for many species. The area immediately behind the beach shoreline, the dune area, is a most dynamic place, constantly bombarded by blowing sand, wind, salt spray, seawater, and extremes of temperature. It is an extremely inhospitable environment. Few plants can tolerate the harsh desert-like conditions. Most, by necessity, have huge root systems that seek out fresh water and nutrients and avoid the brutal conditions found above. Beechgrass, bayberry, and poison ivy constitute the anchors of this extreme and constantly moving environment. All parts of the plant, roots, stems, leaves, flowers, and fruits, are potentially irritating, and even the pollen, smoke from burning the plant, or clothing and tools coming in contact with poison ivy can produce symptoms. The symptoms of poison ivy include itching, burning, and redness of the skin. Small to large blisters may appear after a few hours or may take as long as 5 days to appear after contact. The fluid in the blisters contains traces of the irritant, and if the blisters are broken, they can further irritate the skin or become infected. Poison ivy is beautiful to look at in the fall, particularly during October and November, as the leaves turn a dark red. Not everyone is equally sensitive to poison ivy and its relatives, but most people are potentially vulnerable to them sooner or later. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.